today's scripture can be found in Lamentations 3:22-24. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. We are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness, I say to myself. The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him.
Glorious Heavenly Father, I thank You for the great love that You have for me. Thank You for Your compassion, Lord. Your mercy is new every morning. Lord, I'm so grateful that You never change and I can trust You. I can count on You because Your word never fails. Father, I will wait before You today and I will seek Your face. Restore me today, Lord. Amen.
Today, my friends, I ask you, have you ever wondered how God can love you? No, that's not pointed directly at you. None of us deserves His love, or His comparison, or compassion. Agape love is beyond the understanding of human nature and human minds, because it's a godly love. We're supposed to strive for that, but we will never attain it because we're not God. A great word an author used for God once was otherness. It's not really a word, but think about it. How else can you describe God? You can't put Him in a box, because if you do, it's not God. See, agape love is that love of God, and the closest thing that we can compare it to is the love of a parent to a child. But just think about how great God's love is for you today. He gave His only begotten Son, so that who shall ever believe on Him shall have eternal life, but who does not believe on Him is already condemned.
Today's action. Love someone unconditionally today. Sacrifice your time, your money, or a meal for someone else. When you do this, remember that it is to glorify God. Today's treasure is found in the book of Zechariah, chapter 10, verse 6. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them back because I have mercy upon them. They shall be as though I had not cast them aside, for I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them.
Do you love God unconditionally? Do you love Him with all your heart, mind, soul? Or do you only love Him for what He does for you? Are you like those that when your life goes down the toilet, when nothing goes right, when you're miserable, it's all God's fault because He won't answer your prayers? Well, maybe it's your fault because you're not where you need to be with God. Jesus taught us how to pray, and one of the things He showed us in how to pray was to first praise His Father, hallowed be Thy name. Then to anticipate, Thy kingdom come. And then the one every human being hates, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Where are you? You want revival in your life, my friend? You better be praying for God's will in your life, because if you don't want His will, He isn't going to give you that revival. You can fake it, you can pretend, but it isn't real unless you're in the will of God.